With your BRH News for November 12th, I'm Hannah. Several education officials are not happy with the new policy from the State Department of Education that would give local school systems the authority to allow parents to decide if their child should stay home if potentially exposed to COVID. Board of Elementary and Secondary Education member Kira Orange-Jones says Superintendent Cade Brumley should have discussed this proposal first.
Many BSEE members haven't had an opportunity to even understand the policy or its implications.
Some large school systems like Cato, Bossier, and East Baton Rouge have decided to not change their quarantine rules, but there are school districts that will follow Brumley's quarantine plan. Louisiana Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain says inflation and the messed up supply chain train is hitting hard at the grocery store these days.
Meat, poultry, fish, and eggs are up 19%. Cereal and baked goods are up 7%. Fruits and vegetables up 6%.
And Strain says that's compared to year-ago prices. He says for now, the price hikes seen almost everywhere are the new normal, but suggests prices are expected to reverse course in the long term as the pandemic eases further and supply chain problems are addressed. Governor John Bel Edwards will head back to Washington next week in hopes of gaining support for more disaster relief funds for Southwest Louisiana. Calcasieu Parish Police Jury President Brian Abshire appreciates what the governor has achieved thus far, but says the $600 million in long-term disaster relief doesn't go far enough.
That's about half of what the unmet need is for Southwest Louisiana as a whole.
The area was hit by four major weather events in a year's time, including Hurricane Laura that came ashore in August of 2020. That's your BRH News. I'm Hannah reporting.